Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
This is quite a story. It's like, where do we even begin? How about here? She says she was a little girl the first time her father told her to grab the bags. It wasn't, you know, bags of her Barbie dolls and her toys. No, it was bags of lye. Heavy, white bags of lye. Chemical that's great for breaking down substances, you know. Bodies and such. Helps mask smells as well. Also, can make some delicious lutefisk if you're Norwegian. There's like 10 people who got that. I'm not going to go into the recipe for lutefisk, but lye. People, there's a lot of people who heard the word lye and thought, huh. Yeah. Heavy white bags of lye. She says she carried them across the property to a well, a dry well, deep in the wooded hills of rural Iowa. And she knew what they were for. Not because anyone explained it to her, because you don't have to explain it to a kid when the explanation is at the bottom of a 90-foot well. Lucy Studi McKitty says every time her father told her they had to go to the well, she knew what it meant. And she says every time she went, she didn't think she was coming back down that hill because she wouldn't keep her mouth shut. And in that family, allegedly, silence was the only thing keeping you alive. That is where this story starts. Not with a case number, not with a documentary, not with the FBI. It starts with a kid who says she grew up inside something that most people can't imagine, and then spent her entire adult life trying to get someone, anyone, to believe her. Well, now there's a documentary on Paramount Plus about it. My Killer Father. It's about the Green Hollow deaths, murder, killer, depending on how you view this story. Let's talk about what's in the doc and what it's about and what the allegations are, because this is not a clear-cut case. Don Studi was never convicted of any crimes in his lifetime. It's his daughter that's now coming back after his death and saying, yeah, meet Dad. Donald Dean Studdy was born in 1938. He lived in a remote wooded hill area in a place called Green Hollow. Sounds nice, right? Near Thurman, Iowa, Fremont County, about 40 miles from Omaha. People see it, they go, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. If you watch the doc, you're like, this is, yeah, it's beautiful land. It's a kind of place that barely shows up on a map. It's deep ravines, thick woods, dirt roads that really don't go anywhere. At least not anywhere you'd want to be after dark. Studdy died in 2013 at 75 years old. He was never charged in connection with a single homicide. But Don Studdy was not an unknown man. He had a documented criminal history that included domestic violence. Reports described him threatening to kill members of his own family. Law enforcement allegedly considered his property a two-officer minimum, meaning if you got a call from Green Hollow, you didn't go alone. His own sister, the late Marilyn Kepler, reportedly wrote a 168-page handwritten journal documenting what she described as a life filled with alleged violence, beatings, robberies, arsons, and alleged killings carried out by her brother. Kepler told a Lee Enterprise investigative reporter that as she grew older, her brother grew to be what she called dead inside, a hitman, she said, who killed with ease and had no human compassion whatsoever. She said the body count could be as high as 100. Neighbors in the area reportedly warned their kids to stay out of Green Hollow. Stay away from Don Studdy. Just don't. Don't go up there, whatever you do. According to Lucy, her father didn't just allegedly target the people around him. She says he preyed on women who were vulnerable. Women at bus stops, women at truck stops near Omaha, reportedly transient women, vulnerable women. Some allegedly tied to the yes trade. You know, kind of like Rex Heuerman in a sort of way. That's the allegation anyway. Women who had nowhere to go and no one coming to find them. She says he allegedly lured them back to the Green Hollow property. She estimates somewhere between 30 and 50 alleged victims may be buried in the wells. Some allegedly taken by him, some allegedly taken by others and disposed of by him. The number has shifted over the years. She was just a child when these things allegedly happened. And the scope of what she describes is almost impossible to hold your head or hold in your head at the same time. Lucy has a line that cuts right through it. You don't need enemies. When you had a family like ours, there's a slogan you put on the gravesite. Who needs enemies when you got dad? But you don't have to take Lucy's word alone to see the pattern. Look at the women who were personally connected to Don Studdy, women whose names are known, whose deaths are documented, and you ask yourself, what are the odds? Because not everybody takes Lucy at her word on this. She has family members actively contradicting her claims. But that is something I keep going back to, too, after watching this doc, is what are the odds? There is room for question here. But when you look at the odds, it's like, I don't know that the odds are necessarily in the favor of this man not being some version of who he's accused of being by his daughter. Lucy's mother, also named Lucy Studdy, reportedly died in January 1970. She was found hanging in a small closet off the kitchen of the family home outside Denver. The closet was reportedly so small that her knees could have touched the ground. Investigators who arrived at the scene allegedly found a bloodied room and evidence of a beating. The death was still ruled self-inflicted, but here's what sits underneath it, and this is one of the most disturbing details of this entire case. Lucy says her father allegedly talked about it for decades afterwards, not denying it, reportedly acknowledging it. She stated publicly that her father says he didn't mean to take out his mother, that he said he either choked her too hard or too long. Oops! I mean, think about that. According to his own daughter, Don Studi wasn't denying it. He was just disputing the method. There was an accident. Oopsie, went a little bit too far with my thumbs. Charlotte Studi, Don's wife, reportedly died on February 8th of 1984 at the age of 42. He had a lot of wives who died by their own hand, allegedly. Single gunshot wound to the head with a rifle. While she sat in her husband's car in Omaha, she reportedly left him following an argument. She was 5'2". The original ruling was self-inflicted, point-blank range, they said. That's where it stayed for nearly four decades. Charlotte's stepdaughter, Marie McGovern, reportedly said she was 15 years old when she got the call and that she never believed it, not for a second. She reportedly said the moment she heard, she thought he finally did it. He just didn't put her in a well. Charlotte's own daughters have pointed out something the original investigators apparently didn't find worth documenting. Nothing was located at the scene that Charlotte could have used to trigger that rifle at her height. And then there's Anna Tortoff, Don's girlfriend, who reportedly died in July of 2006 from medication overdose. Lucy alleges that before Tortoff died, she called Lucy and said something that still echoes through this case. If anything happens to me, it was Donnie. She reportedly said it was not going to be by her own hand. So you have multiple women across different states, across different decades, different reported causes, all connected to one guy. The documentary itself states it plainly. Don Studi had five wives, all reportedly accused him of abuse. Three are dead, two of those deaths self-inflicted. At what point does a pattern like that stop being a coincidence? You know? I'm curious, as we continue to go through this, I've got more here. Drop in the comments what you think. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just curious. Here's where this gets complicated, and I'm not going to pretend it doesn't, because Lucy's path to coming forward was not a straight line. The first documented report from Lucy to law enforcement came in 2007, but the circumstances around it were kind of messy. Her father had reportedly accused her of stealing $16,000, and she in turn accused him of burying bodies on the property. That's the context. It doesn't mean she's lying. But it means the story didn't arrive in a vacuum. It arrived in the middle of a family dispute. Investigators reportedly could not find a single teacher, priest, or other authority figure who could confirm that Lucy had told anyone about the alleged killings before 2007, even though she's maintained she tried to tell people since she was a child. Her sister Susan has publicly, repeatedly, denied everything. She's called it a lie. She says their father was strict, but he wasn't a killer. She says she's 2 years older than Lucy, and she would have known. She wants his name restored. And look, there's a lot of personality issues, in my opinion, in this doc with everyone. Nobody in this doc seems to be in my opinion, operating from a place of a healthy mind. Nobody. Everybody seems to have motivation or reasons or a recipe to be saying what they're saying, not because they're necessarily trying to cover something up for the sake of Don's duty. But I think you have some people that the idea of reckoning with what could be this reality is such a weight to bear that they won't even go down the road. And I think we see that through the actions in this doc with some of the sisters. I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm saying if you're not even willing to go down the road or look or explore the evidence that may exist that you have the control to take a look at or not, which exhuming a body is one of them. If you don't even want to look, Well, that may tell us everything we need to know about how critical you're thinking about this, or how much you're trying to self-preserve your own sanity by not having an intrusive piece of information enter your orbit. We all do this. This is what we do as human beings. A lot of times we don't even realize we're doing it. It's usually very obvious to someone who may be looking at it objectively from the outside, but within that circle, especially with people who already confirm your, let's say, bias, it's sometimes hard to see, understand, and sometimes you're just not going to change people. People dig in and they don't dig out. We see it in everything. And I think you have some of that going on here. And I think you also have it going on the Lucy side as well. Everybody's very dug into a specific place, and any sort of evidence that may point in another direction doesn't even get absorbed, doesn't get processed. The story just keeps getting told from the same narrative over and over and over, depending on what version of the story you want to believe. With no one ever getting to true, solid answers, and maybe we never will get there. That's my opinion. So you got one daughter saying her father was a monster, another daughter saying he is absolutely not, a complicated first disclosure, shifting numbers. That's real. That's the mess of this case. And anyone telling you it's clean is selling you something. But here's what sits on the other side of that mess. Cadaver dogs have repeatedly alerted on the Green Hollow property, 4 separate hits in 2022 alone, indicating the potential presence of human remains. Charlotte Studi's death has been officially reclassified. Kepler's journal exists, 168 pages of it. Neighbors and former law enforcement have reportedly come forward saying they were warned about Studi as children. A Fremont County deputy, Michael Wake, told a local news station that he'd grown up in the area hearing stories about bodies in a well and thought Lucy's claims were worth looking into. And despite the fluctuating numbers, despite the complicated disclosure, the indicators keep pointing back to the same place, the same well, the same hillside, the same man. In late 2022, all of this finally got enough attention to bring in agencies that could actually do something about it. After cadaver dogs alerted at 4 locations on the property, the FBI, the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, and the Fremont County Sheriff's Office arrived in December. They brought equipment. They core drilled into a well to a depth of at least 85 feet. They spent parts of 3 days on a property that spans over 420 acres. They found nothing. Case closed. Official statement released. Everybody packed up and went home. Lucy says they drilled the wrong well. She says she wasn't even on site to direct them to the right one. The property has numerous wells, some wet, some dry, many long since filled in and nearly impossible to locate without knowing exactly where to look. Lucy has said from the beginning that the dry well is where her father allegedly disposed of bodies, not the water well that the agencies drilled. A private forensic dig in May of 25, funded by the documentary's production team, brought in forensic anthropologists from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, cadaver dogs, and ground-penetrating radar. The dogs alerted again. The radar operators reportedly detected something underground at one site. But when the forensic team dug down and scraped the land, they found no anomaly in the soil to indicate the presence of wells. 5 full days of searching, and the wells Lucy has described for years still haven't been located. It's a hard result, and it's fair to sit with it. But there are 2 other developments in the case that can't be waved away. First, Charlotte Studi's body was exhumed in August of 23, paid for by the production companies behind the documentary. Pathologist Aaron Lind at the Douglas County Medical Examiner's Office in Omaha conducted a second autopsy, and what she found contradicted the original findings in ways that matter. The gunshot wound, originally described as point blank, was reclassified as indeterminate range. There was punctate discoloration on Charlotte's right arm, suggestive of stippling, which the pathologist noted could indicate a possible defensive wound, as if Charlotte had raised her arm to protect herself. Stippling is when your body is very close to the firearm being discharged. It's basically directly from the heat, the energy that weapon is exuding. And the only way you get it is by being that close to the weapon. The re-autopsy also noted a documented history of abuse between Charlotte and Donald Studi, and that Charlotte had moved out of their shared home before her death. And here's a detail that should concern everyone. The original crime scene photographs and autopsy photos from 1984, well, they've gone missing from the Omaha police records. Charlotte's manner of death has been officially changed from self-inflicted to undetermined. Her three daughters are now fighting Omaha police in court to unseal the original investigation files. Dawn Schultz, one of Charlotte's daughters, put it simply, she never got the justice she should have gotten. And they don't understand how he was so untouchable. Second, the documentary reportedly features testimony from an alleged accomplice, someone who allegedly witnessed or was involved in what happened at Green Hollow and kept it a secret for years. Director Angus James has publicly stated that his team found what he described as testimony from an accomplice who has kept his secret hidden for years, along with confirmation of other accusations. If that testimony holds up under scrutiny, it means Lucy is no longer the only person telling the story. It means someone else allegedly knows, and they're allegedly on camera saying it. A reclassified death with evidence of a possible defensive wound and a missing crime scene, and many missing crime scene photos, an alleged accomplice speaking, a dead woman's sister's journal, cadaver dogs that keep alerting. This isn't a case that's fading. This is a case that keeps building. And the people who closed it after 3 days are going to have to answer for why they stopped looking. Don Studi is dead. He's never going to sit in a courtroom. He's never going to face a jury. He's never going to answer for any of it. His family is fractured. One daughter says he was a monster. The other says he wasn't. And neither one of them is ever going to convince the other. The documentary, My Killer Father, The Green Hollow Murders, is streaming right now on Paramount Plus. Millions of people, yourself, if you watch it, you're going to hear Lucy's story. You're going to hear about the Wells, the lie, the woman who allegedly disappeared, and the investigation that walked away after 3 days. And somewhere on that Iowa hillside in Wells, it may have never been found, let alone properly searched. There may be women who vanished decades ago. Women who got off a bus in Omaha or walked out of a truck stop or accepted a ride from a man who knew exactly what he was doing. They didn't have names. Nobody is officially looking for them. Their families, if they're still out there, may have spent decades wondering what happened to a daughter, a sister, a mother who just never came home. Lucy said it as plainly as anyone could. My dad was a lifelong criminal and a murderer, and I don't need to solve every goddamn thing he did. But if I can get some bodies up out of that well, then I should. The case of Don Studi isn't closed because it was solved. It's closed because people stopped looking. And if those women are there, they're still waiting for someone to come back. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. I'd love for you to weigh in and get your thoughts. It's a fascinating story. It's a fascinating doc. We're talking with Bob Mata as well about it. Maybe you've already seen that interview by the time this drops on our channel. So if you want to learn more about it, Bob's been actually boots on the ground in this case and has very compelling, a take like only Bob could give on something like this from the digging that he's done on this case and his interactions with Lucy. So if you want to hear that, it's on the channel as well. Check it out. press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts as well, so you don't miss any of it. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Search that wherever you get podcasts and press subscribe. You can take us with you on the go. You can watch us on YouTube, Substack, wherever you like. Links are in the description. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.